Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Longer.
And we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads in convenient-to-use podcast form. Glenn, how you feeling today, bud?
Good.
Good. We took a tough loss last week.
Yeah.
Which brings our very scientific and definitely accurate score.
Do you want the real answer?
I always want the real answer. You lied to me?
I do feel good, but like that's too broad. Specifically, I feel clean. My shower broke.
Got that good shower, baby.
And it's been like a month long process to get it fixed. So I've been having to go to the gym to shower, and I don't have to do that anymore. I took a shower at my house today for the first time in like a month, and it's nice.
You're underselling it. In fact, you told me it was the first time in about a month that you've actually showered in consecutive days.
Yeah, it's the first time 2 days in a row.
Oh, that's got to feel good.
I made a joke on Twitter a while ago. Like, you know that handshake meme going around where it's like one thing and then the other thing and then like the handshake from them, I think it's from. And then like the two sides that agree on those things.
My favorite thing about memes is how well they translate to audio.
That's hurtful. So on the one side, I put new parents, and then the other side, I put clinically depressed people, and then under the handshake, it was people who don't shower every day.
So you were just playing all three corners of that.
It was me. Yeah, I was just me.
Yeah.
Me, because I was a sad boy with a lot of kids and a broken shower, so it had been a couple of days.
Well, I'm tickled that your shower is working. Did not realize that was going to be dumb because of your last name when I said it.
Yeah, it was real dumb. You can come over and shower at my house, John.
Maybe I'll take you up on that.
It's open for business.
You want to make like a YouTube video? Miko, hey friend, can I come
you
shower?
Wouldn't be the first. There's a you can look up, I forget what we called the sketch. Man's Best Friend, I think. A sketch that I did with, it's me, Jason Brown, Pat Jansen, Jeremy Honorato, and maybe Brandon Stroll was involved. Also my dog, but
not interested in showering at your place if I'm not going to be the first one now. So
there's video of me and Pat Jansen in the shower together.
Well, I'm glad you're not stinky. I'm glad you're doing good with the showering.
Yeah.
I like that we continued our tradition of eating Chinese food before this episode. And I also like that this week's theme is going to be about food.
Yeah.
Right. Last week, we kind of just left that up to our fans, and Nick Colmone slapped us with Creed Bratton's band, The Grassroots, and it kicked our ass.
I mean, you knew that Creed Bratton was in it.
And
now
that was the extent. That was the extent of what I knew.
Yeah.
But this week, I feel like you and I both eat. We asked people what food they wanted to know about.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a fighting chance.
I mean, we do eat food. You're right.
All right, so what I'm going to need from you, I'm going to pull up Facebook here. We asked people, what's a food you want to know more about? I need a number between 1 and 14.
Great responses, everybody. Last time I said 7, and it was a dumb answer, so I'm going to say 7 and hope for a real one.
It is technically not a real food. It is from a friend of the show, Victoria Ann, I believe, McNally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd Night, Bethlehem guest.
She wants you to bring her a toast sandwich.
Okay. So here, we'll do a quick toast sandwich. So Victoria and I worked together at Geekosystem. We had a Geekosystem podcast for a while, and the topic of a toast sandwich came up in an episode, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a piece of toast on pieces of untoasted bread.
Sure.
And we were arguing pretty surprisingly intensely on whether that's good or bad. And
that's
I don't remember where I landed, but
that's bad.
That was years ago. I'm taking the firm stance of like it's a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Because, like, the benefit, I guess, of it would be that, like, you, like if you toast a little too long and like it's a little too crunchy and you get like you bite into
yeah,
it and you
it
get
like
that
cuts up your gums
you get
like
that
Captain Crunch
thing
yeah.
of like it tears up the roof of your mouth a little bit. So but if you slap some untoasted bread around it,
right,
kind of softens the blow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm fortunate enough to be able to waste a piece of bread if I overdo.
But I think
it.
I think we looked up the Wikipedia page for it on that episode of the podcast. I don't know if that file exists anywhere that we can check.
Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody can find that that episode, that specific episode of the Kiko System podcast, and send a link to Glenn, I will pay you one American dollar.
Well, I mean,
I will set up a Venmo account. I don't have a Venmo account.
I mean, the thing
I'll
is, if anybody in the world could find that file, it is me, the guy who made
in
that
the offer
file.
Stands. If you find it, that's great. I will Venmo you a dollar. But I also want to give our fans, the avid duty cyclers out there, I want to give them a chance to win a dollar from their favorite part of this podcast, me.
It's a little hurtful, but.
Well,
I mean,
let's be honest. You're the toast inside the toast sandwich. I'm the bread, baby.
I'm cutting.
I
up
hold
them,
this shit together. You're cutting up
the
mouths
left and right. Me and the captain making it happen inside all of our listeners' mouths. All
right. So I think we have confirmed that we can't do that. We can't do toast sandwich.
No, I think because like I've spent time.
Yeah,
I'm one of the foremost toast sandwich experts in the world.
Right.
The other one, of course, being Victoria and our friend Dan.
So, yeah. Do you want a new number? You want me to go to the next one? Do you want me to go to the one before it? What do you want me to do here?
Let's go with number 14.
Number 14 is from Ryan Alexander.
Hey, Ryan Alexander.
Ryan, you would like us to do an episode on coconuts.
Ooh.
This is an interesting one. I don't know all that much about coconuts, I think.
Well, that's not the attitude we need, young man.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let me just give me a second to center myself. Maybe you kick us off.
So coconuts.
ASMR John is back and he's centering himself. Glenn is going to start, but I'm going to keep interrupting him while I center myself for coconuts.
I'm excited about this one.
Coconuts,
and I'm also excited about
coconuts,
Ryan Alexander
coconuts,
as an entity.
Okay, I'm back.
So, one thing I don't think we did that well last week was standard Wikipedia format.
Right.
So, right up on top, disambiguation. Are we talking about coconuts, the food? Yes, that's what we asked for. This is a dumb line of questioning. But there's also comedy club coconuts. There's also songs about coconuts, right? Maybe you have a lovely bunch of them.
Did you mean coconut bra?
Did you
no,
mean?
No, I mean kind of, but we're talking about coconuts.
Right, we would get to coconut bra. Are you talking about coconut jockstrap? No, that's not a thing, but it is now TMTMTM.
Great idea, bud. I'm real proud of you for that one.
Let's
rest our balls in a coconut shell, right?
Jagged, woody coconut shell.
I'll give you a jagged woody.
Oh, man, I hate coconut. I hate it.
Do you
it's
really?
It's disgusting.
Oh, I see. I like coconut, but I didn't like coconut until, like, my 30s. It was a flavor as a kid that I was like, this is disgusting and stupid, and why do people eat this? But then as I got older, I was like, you know what?
You give me coconut as a flavor in something, fine.
Oh, it's a textural thing. It's that real grainy texture you can't deal with.
If you give me, like, physical coconut shavings and things, mm-hmm. I'll burn your house down.
Wow.
That's my New Year's resolution, is to do arson.
That is a literal hot take.
So I'm going to, 2019, burn it down.
Wow. See, on the other side of it, you give me an Almond Joy or a Mounds, I'm a happy boy.
Oh.
I'm a happy boy.
No, here's the thing. So I took note as I took my daughter around trick-or-treating this year.
Oh, my God. So if there's just like a spring... Not a spring, but if there's sudden arson in New Jersey of houses in a residential
area. I know which
area.
One of my neighbors. I know the houses that were handed out Almond Joys. And we're not going back next year.
Mounds are far superior.
If I find out that they have a kid similar age and you do that thing where like, oh, hey, maybe our kids can be. No. My daughter will not be friends with Almond Joy trash.
Wow. I mean, I guess that's her loss, man. guess that's her loss. I will take those sweet treats.
We're recording this in late January. My daughter still has Halloween candy, by the way.
Oh, wow.
She is. You know that the marshmallow test?
No, I don't.
So you put a kid in a room and you give them marshmallow and you say, hey, I'm going to leave. I'm going to come back in a little bit. You can eat this marshmallow, but if you wait until I come back, I'll give you another marshmallow.
Yeah.
And then you see what they do. And like some kids are like, oh, yeah, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
My kid would wait forever, not eat either marshmallow, just assuming that like the longer there will eventually be some magic time to eat the most amount of marshmallows. She's limited herself to 2 pieces of Halloween candy a day, which is not a limit we put on her. She decided I can only eat 2 pieces of candy. And she doesn't.
I like that she did the math in her head of like, all right, there's so much candy I got and I got to get to next.
She got so much.
I got to get to next October. I got to stretch this.
And if we counted it up.
I know this is all garbage that has no expiration. So
yeah.
I got to stretch this out over the course of the year.
Yeah. Basically, all she's done is supplied me with candy.
Oh, you're dipping into that?
Oh, in a big way. I've eaten more of her Halloween candy than she has.
Did you keep the quote, trash coconut candy? Because I'll take that off your hands.
No, my mother-in-law.
Okay.
She enjoys coconut, so she's been eating them all. Because Amelia doesn't. She does not like the coconut candy.
Okay. Well, let's get back to this. Right?
Let's go.
So,
let's
like your preference is not going to be on this Wikipedia page, even though maybe it should. Maybe that'll be the
my
addition.
Preference.
Yeah, your preference
of arson.
Yeah, as a result of ingesting coconut or
so coconut tastes fine. I guess. Well,
what is a coconut?
It's a man. So my daughter really likes this one YouTube video about what things are berries,
mm-hmm.
and most things are watermelons, berries, strawberries, not berries.
What's the definition of a
bananas,
berry?
Berries?
I
think it's got to have those, like the seeds are on the inside of
right,
a thing.
It's got like a protective
like,
coating.
I forget the specifics, but
right.
like most things are berries, except for things that you think are berries.
Huh.
I want to say coconuts, not a berry, more of like a seed pod.
Okay.
Do you plant a coconut in the ground? If you want to grow a coconut tree,
yeah,
you just plant one of the bitches in there.
I mean,
because coconut inside of coconuts don't have seeds.
No, it's the white fleshy part and liquid.
But there's that big green some of bitch.
Right, like a pit.
No, like. Coconut bra is like the little brown,
yeah,
the
little brown
sphere.
Yeah.
But I think that comes inside like a big green summer bitch.
So that would imply that the coconut is a seed.
So I think you crack that thing open and then the other one's in the middle part of it. I think that's like the avocado pit part of it. So I think that might be the seed.
So you think the coconut is the avocado pit of the coconut plant?
I think that's what I'm working with, yeah.
Wow. This doesn't help us at all, but pineapples grow on bushes.
Yeah, pineapples are dope.
Yeah, right?
Pineapples and coconuts together, pina colada.
Fucking
that's
delicious.
Fine. Oh, you can do that. But if you put coconut shavings on it, you're going to get your house burned down.
So, I don't know. It's not a legume, right? It's not like a cashew or like a peanut.
No.
Is it a peanut type situation?
I don't think it's a real nut.
Yeah. It's also not cocoa. So maybe it's like one of those things where white people found it. We're like, that's a fucking coconut because
yeah,
it's brown and I think it's a nut.
It's brown like
and
cocoa.
And we're just like wrong, awful, awful
I'm
colonists.
Trying to think. But like you can get like I believe it's referred to as a young coconut where it's like a big green sum of it.
I feel like that's a search term that you look for on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Young coconut.
I got it saved.
Got it saved in that incognito browser.
But I don't know if that turns into the brown circle.
I don't know. But they
or if it's inside of it.
Well, I mean, I guess we could say it's tropical.
Definitely tropical.
Definitely tropical.
It's a tropical fruit that grows on
trees.
Trees because you climb it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what piece of culture instilled this image of me of like young boys.
Yep. Kind of putting their they put their arms around the trunk and then they and like you sort of
like walk up it because they don't grow like straight up. They're kind of at an angle. Mm-hmm. So you do that and you kind of walk it up and you got a big knife.
Yep.
And to hack them bitches down.
Yep.
And you need a big knife to open it.
Mm-hmm. Or an ice skate. Hashtag castaway.
Or an ice skate. In the Chopped kitchen, they have like a hammer and a cleaver specifically for when people want to bust
into
a coconut.
Right. So do you like place the cleaver over the coconut and then strike the hammer on the top of it? Is that
how it works? Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's the...
Huh, look at that.
Because it's got that water in there.
Yeah, you want that good water.
So there's no real good way to just split it open without spilling a bunch of water. So sometimes you like put a hole in to get the water out.
Hmm. Interesting.
When were coconuts cultivated?
Invented? When were they invented?
Yeah. Who invented Johnny? When did Johnny Coconuts?
Johnny Coconuts went around the tropics planted coconuts.
He's the Johnny Appleseed, who was a real guy.
Yeah.
I don't think Johnny Coconuts was a real guy.
No, it sounds. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Jimmy Buffett's new line of bars that are really obnoxious and terrible.
It sure does.
Hey, you guys want to go to Johnny Coconuts? It's margarita night. They put fresh coconut shavings on top of the margaritas.
So we're running out of time, and I feel like we got a lot to cover with coconuts. So,
oh my god, okay.
Coconut.
You really didn't like that bit.
The meat, right, is the disgusting garbage part.
The flesh.
Ugh. Oh man, you did that on the Tiger Shark episode. I do not like it when you say that word.
You don't like when I say flesh.
Ugh. I think you hit that sh. At the end, too hard.
Mm. Well, you know, good old ASMR Johnny.
Ooh.
Flesh.
So,
flesh.
You got coconut water, which it's become very trendy in the last few years.
Don't like that.
No, it's super gross. I only tried it one time, and I didn't care for it. And I had to, check with the person I was with. I was like,
you're like, is this supposed to taste this bad?
I tried some, and I was like, I'm going to feel like an idiot, but this is the first time I've ever tried coconut. There wasn't like regular water in there. I was like super thirsty. And he's like, I don't know. I'll try it. And then he did. And he's like, no, that's what it tastes like. I was like, then this is awful.
Yeah. Coconut oil, great for cooking.
And
also very trendy. People think it's healthy, but it's really not.
No, it's not healthy. People also use it for lube, and I don't think it's good.
Yeah, very famously Gabe Kapler, the manager of the Phillies, when he was I think when he was playing baseball in LA, I think it was an interview, they talked about how great coconut oil was. And then when he became the Phillies manager, there were all sorts of fun masturbation jokes.
Okay. You're throwing around famously a lot lately with things that I know nothing about.
Well, it's all right. We made it a couple episodes without bringing up chess, so. Did you just What was that? Did you just moan? Did I say chess and you moaned?
I just like it
not
so.
That is not a.
If you can say flesh in a weird ASMR voice, I can go when you say chess.
I agree to disagree, but all right. Coconut cookies, right? What are they? The macaroons.
Macaroons.
We talked about Almond Joys and
there's
Mounds.
Some samosas, Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, samosas. I mean, coconuts, famously a great source of hydration if you are stranded.
You can use it.
If you're stranded.
You can also use it to protect yourself from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You like squish together the meat and the flesh and the water, and you make like a paste, and you can rub that on yourself. I don't know how effective it is, but I think it's better than not doing it. And you probably, coconut smells nice.
Yeah, it smells great.
I just don't want to eat that nasty stuff or drink its filthy water.
All right, well then don't, man. No one's making you do it.
I'm not.
Man,
we got like a trail mix that I was real excited about because it had M&M's in it.
Well, they can sneak coconut
in. And then when I opened it up, the big nasty flakes.
Oh, see.
It was like trail mix dandruff.
Allie hates coconut too, so every time we get fancy ass chocolates and there's no like map of what they are,
ooh, I'm not. I always
I have to go first and make sure that it's not coconut, or she takes like a little nibble and I get all those sweet coconut goodness.
I won't. Like, as a man in my mid-30s, I won't roll those dice anymore.
No, it's not worth it.
I hate coconut so much that I would rather not have a piece of candy than risk eating coconut.
I mean, that's completely within the realm that's a goal that you can easily accomplish. No one is making you eat coconut.
Right. I also feel like it's not that big of a deal that a grown-ass man's like, I don't have to eat that piece of candy. It's not a big sacrifice.
But you're fucking burning houses down as a result of it, though, Glenn.
I just hate it so much. It feels so bad and tastes bad.
All right, let's keep going. Coconuts, basically a character on Gilligan's Island, right?
Yep.
They made coconuts. They made everything out of coconuts, which segues nicely to the coconut bra, which is just I really feel like white people made it up to make fun of like other cultures, right? Right? Like I don't think there's traditional.
I mean, you see it in Hawaii, but again, like.
Like, is it, like, authentic, or is it what tourists expected?
Right. It could be either one of those things.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Don't know. What I do know is...
How plausible do you think a coconut radio is?
Coconut radio? It's an interesting concept, right? Like, because I know, like, potatoes are great conductors of electricity. So, like...
Well, you can jet... Like, as long as you got... If you get two... different types of metal.
Yeah.
You get like a copper and a zinc wire and you pop those bitches into a potato.
Yeah.
You can generate current.
Yeah.
One is the cathode, one's the anode, I believe. And would probably work with coconut and I imagine pretty well because coconut, I think that one of the advantages of coconut water, the reason people drink that disgusting filth water is it has a lot of electrolytes, which is a thing that it's in batteries. Like that's part of what makes batteries work. So I think if you
don't drink batteries, everybody.
No, don't. Or coconut water. But if you loaded up a bunch of coconut water and because you can make batteries with salt water as well. Like you could do a decent battery with coconuts. I think the issue would be. A speaker of some kind.
All right, real quick. Spinoff podcast off of Improvised Wikipedia. Our next podcast is Can You Make a Battery Out of This?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be so good. Let's go back to the regular podcast.
You could for sure power a radio with a coconut.
Yeah.
But build one, I don't know about.
I don't know.
But they had the boat, right?
What?
In Gilligan's Island.
The minnow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still had the minnow, which would have had a radio on it, and they just had to power it.
I didn't really have it.
They all fell off the boat and washed up on the island, or the boat got wrecked on the island?
I think the boat got wrecked, or it got wrecked to the point where they couldn't save it, because otherwise it would be like, let's...
Right, no, they can't, it's not, like, functional, they can't just sail away, but, like...
I don't know, if the boat was there...
All the Howls had all their stuff.
That's true. I don't know, Gilligan's Island famously, there it is again. Not known for being 100% accurate or realistic, so.
Pretty sure it actually happened.
Who knows?
Pretty sure it's a documentary. That's
God,
why.
God, one day we'll get that as a suggestion. We'll get
Gilligan's Island?
Oh, it'll be so good. That was the best part about staying home sick from school. Gilligan's Island.
For me, it was watching weird shows on the sci-fi. Like the daytime programming on the sci-fi channel when we were kids was bananas. It was like a 2-hour block of Dark Shadows, the old Jack Palance Ripley's Believe It or Not show, and then they would change it out. Sometimes it would be the 70s Spider-Man TV show or Quantum Leap, or I think it changed like day to day. That's what I did when I was sick.
Cool. What else you got for coconut? Because I think our allotted time is winding down.
Yeah. Where is it grown primarily?
The tropics.
Yeah, but that's not a specific. I want like a town.
A town? You mean where are the most coconuts per capita grown?
Sure. Ooh. Major export. For whom?
Wow.
Hawaii, probably.
Probably.
Grow that shit on Hawaii.
Right? Yeah, why not?
Also, let's say Thailand. It's a big...
Oh, yeah, like a coconut curry. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big export for Thailand.
All right. Well, let's take a break. Let's step aside. We'll have some messages from our amazing sponsors. When we come back, we'll see how we stack up against the official Wikipedia page for coconuts. Are you like me? Are you constantly writing things down?
All the time.
Oh.
Literally. Right? As a profession.
Yeah. When you hear something, what's the easiest way to remember it?
Write that shit down.
You know the best way to write shit down?
Type it into my phone.
Wrong.
Oh.
Clicky top pen.
No.
Yeah, clicky top pens are the pinnacle in gel pen technology. You got to keep that ink good and get the satisfaction of clicking that whenever you want it on and off. Oh, clicky top pens, there's nothing quite like writing with a pen that clicks.
Clicky top pens. Caps are for dickheads.
Clicky top pens. Click it.
Yep. You did it.
Good job.
I don't really like clicky top pens.
Really?
Yeah. I still have like 100 of them from pretending to be on TV with the logo on it.
Yeah, but those are crappy ones. You got to get a good one, man. Get a good gel clicky top.
I like a capped pen.
Oh, no. You're a dickhead.
Yep. I tried to sell it for the tagline, but in my heart, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's going to show. They're not going to pay us for this spot. It's not very good. Clicky top pens. Click it, you dickheads. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout for a discount. All right, we are back.
Let's check the actual Wikipedia page for coconuts. I don't know why I paste that sentence real slow and then everything at once at the end.
All right. Coconut. This article is about the fruit. For other uses of the terms, you can see the disambiguation. Let's click over to see what the other uses of the term are. Coconut may refer to the coconut palm, which I'm sure we're going to learn about. We've got Senor Coconut, which was the stage name of Uwe Schmidt, German composer, musician, and producer. The Coco Nuts, a 1925 musical. Coconut Records, a German record label. Or Coconut Records, the American indie pop project.
That I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, there are several albums listed here. There are several songs, and a couple notable film and TV references, including Coconuts, a character from the animated "The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog" series.
Yeah, that's the monkey robot, right?
Yeah, I think so. There are other uses.
Does it mention the comedy club?
There are no comedy club mention. It does mention the acronym Coconut 98, cipher organized with cute operations and N-universal transformation, which is a type of block cipher. And then, of course, because the world is awful and people are terrible, it actually can be used as a racial slur as well. But, I don't know, we're not terrible people, so we thought it was a plant. All right, back to the plant. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, the coconut tree, Cocos nucifera, is a member of the palm tree family and the only living species of the genus Cocos. The term coconut, or archaic cocoa, not with an A, can refer to the whole coconut palm, the seed, or the fruit, which botanically is a drupe, not a nut. Huh.
A drupe?
D-R-U-P-E. I don't know what that is, but that's a different Wikipedia page, so we don't have to dwell on it. The term is derived from the 16th century Portuguese and Spanish word coco, meaning head or skull, after the three indentations on the coconut shell that resemble facial features.
It does kind of look like a little face. There's a picture on there.
Yeah, it does. Coconuts are known for their versatility of uses ranging from food to cosmetics. The inner flesh of the mature seed forms a regular part of the diets of many people in the tropics and subtropics. Coconuts are distinct from other fruits because of their endosperm containing a large quality of clear liquid called coconut milk in the literature. And when immature, it can be harvested for the potable coconut water, also known as coconut juice.
Oh, so okay. So coconut water and coconut milk are two different things. Milk is the inside of the brown nut part.
Right.
Coconut water is the thing I kept talking about, the big green son of a bitch.
Right.
There's a picture on the Wikipedia page that shows the difference.
Yep.
So it is
Yeah, we were
as
right.
As described, it's like in there as like the coke.
Yeah, it's like the avocado pit, the coconut that you're thinking. When you think coconut, the image that you see is actually the pit of the fruit of the coconut palm.
Yeah, with all that nasty milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you dirty.
Mature ripe coconuts can be used as edible seeds or processed for oil and plant milk from the flesh, charcoal from the hard shell, and core from the fibrous husk. Coir? C-O-I-R? I don't know what that means.
C-O-A-R?
C-O-I-R.
I don't know. But I know from the song in Moana that you can like weave nets out of the fibers on the outside
the
of the
fibrous coconut. Husk, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so... because
they use it to make nets.
Just going over the contents of this page, there's 13 different sections. You got the etymology, history, description, distribution, habitat, production and cultivation, uses, allergies, varieties. Okay, there's really only 10 sections. The rest are like the see also kind of stuff.
Okay.
So the name coconut derives from seafarers during the 16th and 17th century. We already talked about why. Cocoa and coconut apparently came from 1521 encounters by Portuguese and Spanish explorers with Pacific Islanders, with the coconut shell reminding them of a ghost or a witch in Portuguese folklore called Coco. Huh. The specific name Nucifera is Latin for nut bearing. So there's your etymology. There's a history here, which it's interesting. The history of a plant is not something that I thought you could ever really...
I know the history of bananas is pretty fucking buck wild.
Is it bananas?
Yeah. It's yeah, like the term Banana Republic, like, because whole Central and South American countries were like propped up because of their ability to grow bananas. And
Well, the history of the coconut, literary evidence from Ramayana and Sri Lankan cultures indicates that the coconut was present in South Asia before the 1st century BCE. Another early mention of coconut dates back to the, quote, 1001 Nights story of Sinbad the Sailor. He's known to have bought and sold coconut during his fifth voyage.
Sinbad be buying and selling coconut.
Why are we so hard on Sinbad?
No, Sinbad's great.
Yeah, right? I love that he doesn't write material, that he's just naturally charming and he just like rips.
I heard an interview with him and I don't remember... I think it was on the comedy podcast Good One.
Yeah. Great podcast.
It's very, very good. But when that episode was on, there was a couple other things where people were talking about not writing, but just kind of improvising jokes. Like Jeff Garland's another guy who does that. But they do, like, repeat jokes. Like, they have jokes that they do. They might not have, like, a specific set. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's got nothing to do with coconuts, except for that it was a chain of comedy clubs in, I think, Florida.
So I'm skipping right over the history section because it's dense. And just like last week, I just ate Chinese food and I just kind of want to snuggle up. I'm tired and I don't feel like reading all this. It's very dense and very interesting. And unfortunately, I think we are leaning towards a loss here, buddy, because this page is pretty dope. All right, we're going to go to the description part. The plant, Cocos nucifera, is a large palm growing up to 30 meters, up to 98 feet, for those that want that. Old leaves break away cleanly, leaving the trunk smooth. Coconuts are generally classified into two general types, tall and dwarf. So it's a height game, people. On fertile soil, a tall coconut palm tree can yield up to 75 fruits per year, but it often yields less than 30, mainly due to poor cultural practices. Probably meaning they overfarm it, I'm guessing.
Maybe, but you would want more.
I don't know. There's citations there, but not invested that much in this. I know you hate coconuts, and I'm just cranky, so... just going to plow forward if that's okay with you.
Carry on.
All right. The fruit, the endosperm, is initially it's in its nuclear phase, suspended within the coconut water. As development continues, cellular layers of endosperm deposit along the walls of the coconut, becoming the edible coconut flesh. You can't handle this, can you?
As you said endosperm too many times, and then stuff's getting like blasted up against walls. I can't.
You can't? All right. Well, we'll skip over the fruit part. Let's read this section on roots. You like roots?
Is it a berry? Did we go into that?
It is. It doesn't actually say berry, but I'll do a control F search and look for the word berry, and maybe at the end we'll be pleasantly surprised. Unlike some other palm plants, the palm tree has neither a tap root nor root hairs, but it has a fibrous root system.
Ooh,
that's fun.
Fibrous.
The coconut palm root system consists of abundance of thin roots that grow outward from the plant near the surface. Only a few of the roots penetrate deep into the soil for stability. I hit the word penetrate hard thinking I was going to get a giggle out of you.
I mean, it was a small one. I don't think the mic picked it up.
Well, that's all right. There's a section on domestication, on dispersal. Natural habitat, here we go. Thrives on sandy soil, is highly tolerant of salinity. Prefers areas with abundant sunlight and regular rainfall, which makes colonizing shorelines of the tropics relatively straightforward. Coconuts also need high humidity. We're talking 70 to 80% for their optimum growth, which is rarely seen in areas with low.
Damn,
which is why
coconuts.
They're rarely seen without humidity. Yeah.
You
warm.
Steamy.
They need warmth.
Need it.
Yeah.
Give me that warmth.
Mm-hmm. And they need direct sun. So that's why they're all there.
All the things I don't need.
Yep.
That's why me and coconuts don't get along.
Yep. Team beach.
If I'm in a place where coconuts are growing, I'm not happy about it.
All right. Page keeps going, but I'm gonna read this dope sidebar. Great photos. Great charts. Great information here. Kingdom plant. I don't even know how to say any of these words. It's all there if you want to know all the good stuff. We were right by saying they grow in the tropics. There's a fantastic chart that shows exactly the weather and regions across the world where they can actually grow. There's a fossilized coconut picture for some reason. This is a fucking good page, man. If you are an elementary school student listening to this for some reason, you should do a report. You should do a report on coconuts because this is going to really set you up for success. There's no mention of the word berry on.
I looked up what a droop was, and it's not a berry.
Yeah, so there you have it. We got our ass kicked again, and the score is now tied.
Unacceptable.
I mean, like, hey, I'm. Part of me that hates losing is always going to be pissed, but the other part of me is kind of glad that there's decent information on Wikipedia.
It could all be lies. We don't know.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of citations here. They seem to have showed their work, Lynn. I think you're just a poor loser.
Yes, we've established. I am. I do not care for it.
Well, let's wrap up.
It's not a sensation I enjoy.
Let's wrap up and you can go burn something. And
hell yeah. What's a fake fact we can include about coconuts?
Coconuts are berries.
Yeah, throw that in there. Nobody knows what the fuck a droop is.
Yep.
Who cares?
Thanks for listening, everybody. Shout out to a good friend of the show, Creed Bratton.
Please tell us that other one is a tie so we can be winning again. Thank you, Ryan Alexander, for suggesting coconuts even though we lost. We did this. So when we did the first time we did this live, we did dinosaurs as a general thing, and we should have done a specific one. We caught that problem when we did sharks at the last live show that we did, and we asked for a specific kind of shark. I thought about it with coconuts, because I'm sure there's different varieties, but I don't know that it would have mattered.
No, it probably made it worse.
What's the worst thing to do with a coconut?
According to you, eat it.
Eat it is nasty. The best thing is to
cup your balls in it.
Throw it in the garbage, or I mean, I guess like if it's important to your local economy, keep growing coconuts and thriving, but I don't want to eat them.
I'm very big of you.
Coconut milk is good and stuff.
Bye.
Bye.